it's an essential element that's really important because our body doesn't naturally make it. It's mm-hmm. only found in our diet. Shellfish, milk, cheeses, eggs, yogurts, things like that. And what it's used for is the thyroid gland. And the thyroid's this like butterfly-shaped gland in the front of your throat area. And that helps control a lot of the functions of the body. It helps you have energy. It helps, you know, keep you warm. It just thermoregulates a lot of things and makes sure, you know, your brain functions, your bones and muscles function well.
As it pertains to pregnant women or women who may be breastfeeding.
Iodine is very important because we want that to pass to the baby because that's how they have their thyroid gland as well. And they don't produce their own iodine, so they have to get it from the mom when she's pregnant or from when she's breastfeeding. Now, you know, worldwide, it used to be a big problem, iodine deficiency. It's actually, in the world, it's the number one preventable cause of mental retardation. You know, the U.S. is very fortunate. We have an iodine-rich, you know, society, basically. In the 1920s, iodine was added to table salt, and that reduced a lot of what we called goiter, which was enlargement of the thyroid gland from lack of iodine and pregnancy-related issues.
So with this iodine enrichment then in a diet anyway, how can we be at a point where maybe there are iodine deficiencies now?
You know, it's put in our table salt, but now we're using less and less of the table salt, and we use, you know, sea salt and, you know, different things that don't have iodine added to them.
Processed foods,
and
too.
And processed foods. And that is something interesting. Iodized
Considering
salt
Considering all the salt in it.
Right,
so.
And it's not iodized. That's the biggest issue. The manufacturers, I think, are worried it changes the taste slightly. And so processed foods that we know and love and eat daily, it's not in that.
So when we talk about iodine deficiencies, are we talking about a level, though, that's enough to really get alarmed about? Or just...
I don't really think so. I think, you know, as long as you're eating a well-balanced diet, you know, there is some thought about making the labels on prenatal vitamins a little bit more clear. The American Thyroid Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics, they recommend that you have at least 150 micrograms of iodine in your prenatal. But when I looked at some prenatals, just a sampling from my office, it was
not
amazing
there.
Yeah, to see the difference. Like some of them have 150, but that's the minimum. And once it's potassium iodide, and once it's converted, it actually gives you maybe about 120. So it's a little bit less, actually, than what's recommended. I was able to find one that's actually an over-the-counter, and it had, let me see here, it had actually 210 micrograms. Of potassium iodide, which is more what they're recommending should be in it, because once it's converted in your system, that gives you the 150 that you need. So I think, you know, one thing that might come from this is changing the prenatal vitamins for breastfeeding and pregnant women, which would be a great thing to add a little bit more iodine back into our diet.
Until that happens, though, then is an iodine supplement the
iodine
way to go?
Supplement would be the way to go, and just making sure you eat foods rich in iodine. Cheese, milk, eggs, yogurt, ice cream. What pregnant woman doesn't want ice cream? So that's perfect. Table salt. You know, not using, you know, your sea salt. You know, using a little bit of normal table salt. Seaweed, saltwater fish, soy milk, shellfish, yogurt, and soy sauce. All those things are great sources of iodine, and we can all use those.
Great tasting things.
Great
in many
tasting
of those
things.
Cases.
Absolutely.
Dr. Perfer, thank you for being with me.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Sam.
Okay.